Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. My name is Madison, and today we are back with another Mental Health Monday episode. And so this episode, we are going to be focusing on anxiety, and we are going to be talking about how faith can replace anxiety. And I learned this really the hard way as somebody who struggled with anxiety for probably the past like 10 or 12 years. And I tried literally everything, you know, not that therapy and, you know, medication aren't helpful and aren't successful, but at the end of the day, the thing that helped me really overcome my anxiety was faith. And so let's talk about just like what anxiety is, what faith is, and how you can use faith to overcome anxiety. So anxiety at its core is fear of the future, worry, trying to control others because you want a certain outcome or you're going to be anxious. It could be, you know, maybe not being trusting in social situations, maybe being kind of worried in social settings, you know, all those things can kind of show up as anxiety. And faith is trusting in God no matter what you go through, no matter what situation you're in, and then trusting that no matter what situation that you're in, that God's going to give you the ability and the grace to get through those situations. And looking back, I can now realize that God got me through grief, divorce, depression, addiction, all these different things. And now that I have realized that faith and anxiety are tied, I'm going to tell you guys kind of how that shows up in my life, what it looks like, and how I try to give those things over to God. So a lot of times, like with me specifically with my anxiety, a lot of times I'll have things I kind of ruminate on. And so that means like maybe I'm worried about my finances. And so maybe something about my finances comes to mind, let's say 25 times in a day, because I'm just kind of ruminating on that thing. It could be, you know, a big thing, a little thing. It could be a small thought. It could be like, oh my gosh, what about that last bill? You know, just could be all these different things, right? And so that is an area where I have actively decided like, hey, I need to say like, hey, God, I'm going to give you my finances. Please help me to be smart with my finances, to spend my money how you would want me to, and also like to save money how you would want me to, give how you want me to, you know, just kind of giving God this whole area of my life. And so with this area specifically, whenever it comes to mind or I realize I'm ruminating on it, I'll just be like, oh God, I give you my finances. And it's so funny because I have said, God, I give you my finances like 100 times, let's say, and still thoughts will pop up where I'll be like, well, maybe I could do this. And then it's like, God will chirp in and is like, did you give this to me? Do you trust me to handle it or do you not? You know? And so then whenever I realize, you know, I catch myself worrying about something I've already given to God, I'll literally just go back through the process again. Hey, I give this to God. You know, I give my finances to God. I give, you know, my ability to make smart financial decisions to God, you know, just whatever that thing is that's coming up for me. And if you do this, you might have to do it for a couple days. Sometimes I'll have things that I'm ruminating on that I have to do this process, you know, for a couple days. But eventually, if you keep doing that, those worries will become less and less. And most importantly, you'll see God start to work in those areas of your life where you're like, oh my gosh, I don't understand. And then something will just happen and you're like, oh, God like actually had a plan and was looking out for me the whole time. And so I try to give things to God. And then if I catch myself worrying about them later, I will literally just give it to God again. And it's really just such a good reminder of, do you actually trust in God when the hard situations come up and you give those things to him? Or are you like, oh yeah, God, I give you this, but secretly you're still like meddling behind the scenes, trying to like make things go your way. I know I can relate to that because I've done it a million times. And so that's something that I have to actively work on. If there's something that I'm having anxiety about that I've given to God, stop trying to make things happen on my own, unless of course I need to. And this doesn't mean that like you do nothing and you just give everything to God and you expect him to just work miracles in your life. because that's definitely how I used to view God. I always say on here, I used to think that God was like a genie in a bottle. And if I said, God, I give you my finances, I would expect to hit the lotto the next day, you know? And now I don't have that perspective at all because I realize that that, you know, isn't how God works. However, I do know and have just seen through so many experiences in my life that you give things to God and they get better. I've seen this with, you know, praying about different relationships I have. I pray over these relationships, they get better. Or I've prayed over whether or not I should have certain relationships. And, you know, God pretty quickly will expose whether or not you should or shouldn't have that relationship in your life. And so that's another area. Like if you have a relationship you're not sure of, just give that relationship to God and just say, hey, God, show me, you know, one way or the other. And he'll show you. And most of the time you already know. Like I've never prayed that prayer and known this person's good for my life. I've only prayed that prayer when I knew that person was bad for my life, but I wanted to keep them anyways. And then, you know, they would do something, you know, wild and God would be like, here you go. And I would be like, send me a sign. And he's like, I literally just did, you know? And I think a lot of times we ask God for a sign, but if we don't get the sign we want, then we discount it instead of realizing that sometimes, you know, rejection is actually God's protection. I love that saying. Okay. So whenever you get in the process of doing this, just like things that you're worried about, things that you're anxious about, once you get in the process of doing this, and I've been working on this for, I'll be honest with y'all, probably a year, year and a half. When things come up, I try to give them to God. And now that I've been doing it, it becomes a habit. I worry about things a lot less because I'll give them to God and then I'll just kind of let them go. And if you're like a meditator, a practice that I love to do is I love to, like, if I'm meditating and I have something that comes up that's a worry, I'll literally envision myself like boxing up this worry or this care or this fear and literally like giving it to God. And that helps me also to kind of release that worry or that fear. And that's another way that you can literally just box up your anxieties, give them to God or your higher power, and really allow those things to just be transformed in my life. So by doing this, you can literally replace anxiety with faith. And like I said, I've been working on this practice a long time, and I didn't really realize that I was replacing anxiety with faith until after I'd been doing it for a long time. And then I realized, like, oh my gosh, the secret to not being anxious is just to give everything to God and then to actually trust him. And once you get in the process of doing that and the habit of doing that, it becomes so much easier and you stop, you know, trying to meddle and trying to make everything happen on your own. Okay, so I'm going to give y'all a really, really small example, but it's also a really big example. So y'all ever have like something that you have to do a lot and like you just hate doing it and it's just so irritating? I'm going to tell y'all mine. It is putting on ski boots. I can never get ski boots on. I don't know why. I can't get them on, right? So we go skiing this past weekend, and to give you guys like a little life update, I know I've talked about it on the pod, but I am in like my probably third ski season of trying to learn how to ski. And it is so hard to learn how to ski as an adult. Like, don't get me wrong, it's so fun, but like you have to get rid of so many just fears. You have to just like overcome like a lot of like physical like work, all these different things. So the part that really gets under my skin is I get to the slopes, I'm all excited, and I go to put my ski boots on and I can never get them on. It's always a process. So the past like two times we've gone, I was like, okay, I'm not letting these ski boots get me today. Mm-mm. So y'all want to know what I did? My thought process whenever I was putting on my ski boots, it used to be like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get these stupid boots on. I don't even know why I'm trying to ski when I'm 30 and trying to learn how to ski and I can't even get my stupid ski boots on. Like that used to be like my negative self-talk. And so probably two times ago we went, I decided I'm not letting these ski boots get me. I'm going to give these ski boots to God. And it's a wild story, but I'm going to tell you all about it. So we have a season pass to Beach Mountain. So we get there like 7:45 to like get on the runs, like right at 8 when they open for like the pass holders. And so normally we get to park pretty far up in the parking lot, like pretty close to, you know, kind of where. So we'll get out, we'll start getting ready, get all of our ski stuff, and then, you know, carry it up. So I get out of the car. I'm like, God, I give you these ski boots. I can never get them on. I don't know why, but I give you these ski boots. Please help me to be able to get them on. And would you believe that like 10 seconds later, my boyfriend was like, hey, I actually thought of a ski boot tip. Like if you just point your toe all the way down, almost like you're like putting on like a heel and you just do your, like make your foot as straight as you can, it'll kind of slide into the ski boot better. And I was like, no way. And I try it and I can tell it's working, but it's still real hard to get in. And so I was like, okay, what are some like I am affirmations I can say to be able to get my ski boot on? So literally y'all, I'm in the parking lot of Beach Mountain pointing my toe as hard as I can point it, trying to slam it into the ski boots, just in my mind saying, I can do all things with the strength and with the help of God. God, please help me to get on these ski boots. And bam, they went on. I have never got ski boots on so fast. And so, like, it was just so cool to watch it unfold. Like, I'm like, okay, God, I have this small irritating thing that just gets under my skin. I'm going to give it to you. And then all of a sudden, my boyfriend randomly remembers this ski boot tip. Man hasn't worn ski boots in 25 years. And then I, like, say these I am affirmations in my mind, and bam, I get the boots on. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this again. So that was like 2 times ago when we went. Then this past weekend, I did the same thing. I said, God, you got to help me with the ski boots again. I can't get them on by myself. Sure enough, I forget the second day, and I'm like, oh, I can't get these boots on. I thought I was getting so good at getting them on. And then I was like, oh yeah, God, please help me to get these ski boots on. Bam, got them in. And so it's like so wild how you can literally just take these small things in your life and just give them to God, or just like replace these small irritations with like, hey God, I need you to help me with this. And he will. And it's so cool. That's just like, it's such a small way that like you see God show up. But like, I think God showing up in the things like that, like me being able to get my ski boots on super easy, honestly makes me so much less stressed going out to the slopes, because I'm like, bam, got my ski boots on, we are ready, rather than like I struggled with them for 20 minutes, I'm out of breath, we're trying to get to the slopes, I'm pissed off because it took me 20 minutes to get my ski boots on. You know, like you can literally just pray about like those small things that sometimes we really just allow to like disrupt us or interrupt our day, and just give those things to God instead. So, like I said, you really have to practice this before it will become a reflex, because, like I said, I had, like, done this, gone back, forgot that I was doing this, struggled, and then had to, like, remind myself, like, oh, yeah, we gotta ask God for some help getting these ski boots on. And so, this is not to say, like, you do it once, it works out, and everything's perfect, but you will start to see areas of your life change if you just start to give those areas to God. And eventually, you practice this so much, it becomes a reflex. And it will also replace a lot of that negative self-talk. And a lot of that negative self-talk is also tied to anxiety. And so, if you can replace that negative self-talk with different I am affirmations, I am strong in Christ, I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, I am strong through my relationship with God, you know, all just whatever kind of comes to mind or whatever resonates with you, if you can just get in the habit of just replacing those little things, your mindset will change so much, the anxiety will go away, and most importantly, you'll realize that God will get you through every single situation. And sometimes whenever I'm really anxious about something, I'll literally just look back at all the things God's gotten me through and all the situations that I've been in that I thought I would never make it through, or I thought would be like the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Like all the things that I ever thought would be like the worst thing that ever happened to me, like they've all happened, like, and then some, you know? And so it's like, why am I worried about a situation that's probably not going to happen when God has actually gotten me through the worst of it? So this is just a little bit of my experience, you know, struggling with anxiety and, you know, learning how to use faith to replace that anxiety. But whenever I was really just kind of like making my notes for this topic, I was like, I wonder if other people in the Bible struggled with trusting God, because that's really what it is like we have anxiety about a situation because we don't trust God to show up and fix that situation. Or maybe we've seen God work in somebody else's life, but we don't think that he's going to show up and do that in our life. You know, we have all these areas where we struggle to trust God, and then we get caught up in these anxiety circles because we think we can't do it all. And so, you know, that's kind of what I've been unpacking as I've been, you know, trying to just go through this topic, is like, having anxiety is ultimately not having faith, not trusting in God. And so I was like, okay, have other people in the Bible struggled with trusting God? So I just do a quick Google. People in the Bible that struggled with trusting God. And y'all, first of all, so many people came up. So many people that I was like, oh, them? But the one that I really was shocked by was Moses. So if you look up like people who struggled with trusting God in the Bible, there is a ton on Moses. And I was like, Moses? Like, I'm sorry, didn't God part the Red Sea for this man? Like, how did Moses of all people struggle with faith when like he is the definition of like some of these like miraculous stories that we hear about from, you know, Bible times where God was doing these amazing things for his people? So it was such a good reality check for me to realize that, like, my perception of Moses' life is one snippet. God parted the Red Sea because Moses had a calling on his life. And so I think because God did that for Moses, that Moses never struggled with his faith. And what we don't realize is that we all have our version of that. We all have a Red Sea that we've gotten through, that God's gotten us through the other side of. It may not have been through literally parting waters, but God got us through the other side of some really difficult thing for every single one of us. And despite that, thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you love this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.